You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
He is from ESPN.com, covers the Browns for them. Daniel, good morning to you.
Hey, good morning. How you doing?
We're doing well. So I'm going to ask you an opinion thing in a moment, but let me ask you, what are the Browns' plans right now with David Njoku?
Yeah, it's a really good question. And obviously, I just heard you guys talking about the extension stuff. You know, obviously they actually met, if you probably remember, but they met with him and his representation, his agent down in South Florida back when they were on the pro day circuit, looking at Cam Ward and a whole bunch of other prospects. And I think as a whole, it's really important to, when you talk about these extensions and, you know, who to re-sign and stuff like that, I think it's important to note that the Browns have kind of acknowledged that this is kind of like a bit of a pivot year in a sense, like to see where they are as a franchise. Obviously, they traded back from 2 to 5 when they had an opportunity to take Travis Hunter. They wanted to get an extra first round pick in 2026 when, you know, Andrew Berry acknowledged the quarterback class is going to be a lot stronger in the first two rounds and whatnot. So when it comes to like extensions right now, I don't know if the Browns are really in a position to, or in a position where they're going to feel inclined to, you know, just, you know, maybe hand out the big extensions to some of these vets, like maybe they would have in past years. You know, Njoku is still fairly young, but he's coming off an injury plagued year. So, you know, on the Browns side, they might want to see him bounce back and get to that total for him before they give him a big extension. And to Njoku's part, obviously it's good to have the money up front, but he might want to show it again that he is an elite tight end. He is one of those elite tight ends, those Pro Bowl caliber tight ends before he re-ups. So I would be maybe a bit surprised to see an extension before the season starts, just because of the nature of where the team is and even them acknowledging that this is a bit of a kind of a wait and see year in terms of where they are at quarterback, where they are as a whole before they maybe transition in 2026.
Yeah, Daniel, Owen interrupted us earlier and said Jeremy Fowler, colleague of yours earlier this morning, had his tight end rankings and Njoku was 10th. And we've talked about this over the years. It's really hard to assess Njoku because there's been injuries, there's been certainly bad quarterback play, and this guy makes huge plays, also at times drops the easy ones. So, I mean, do you think he has the capability of getting any better, or do you think this is kind of his ceiling right now, where he's at?
Yeah, I mean, I think he's around 20 years old or so, and I think around that age, and, you know, he might not, like, improve dramatically, but I think that still right now, when he's healthy, when he's out there on the field consistently, I think he's a very productive tight end. We saw that when he was out on the field. You know, we know that they shuffled through 4 different quarterbacks, but he was heavily targeted. I think the thing was that he just wasn't put in a lot of great situations schematically to get the runs after the catch, the yards after the catch that we've seen a lot. So I think it's more so of like, if he can stay healthy, we know he's going to produce. It's just that staying healthy is the big question mark for 2025.
Danielle Yafusi joining us here on the North Homestead Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. So what do you think is their plan with Wyatt Teller? He's going into his final year, if I'm not mistaken, yes, at 31 years old. I know they have Zach Zinter behind him, but, you know, they also have Joel Bitonio, who this looks like this is his last year. So what do you think their plans are with him?
Yeah, I think it's another situation like that. You know, last year Wyatt spoke, you know, he spoke publicly about wanting to stay with the organization. He said that, like, while the team was struggling and obviously they were out of the playoff consideration, he said, hey, I've got a lot to play for. He said, I'm playing for another contract in Cleveland because I want to stay here. I want to retire here. But again, you know, obviously when you get up there in age, you have to be, you know, careful and prudent about the contracts that you give out. So I think it's another situation where he dealt with, I believe it was the knee injury last year. I think when he came back, he played pretty well in the second half of the season. I really thought that, you know, even despite the entire offensive line, you know, issues over the course of the year, I think that we saw a lot of those guys play some of their best ball a little bit closer to the end of the year. So I think it's another type of situation like that. Like, hey, let's make sure you can stay healthy. Let's say you're still producing. And then if so, yeah, we can maybe work on a 2-3 year extension to keep you in Cleveland, have you retire in Cleveland.
All right. So we love having somebody a little newer come on, share their perspective. So Daniel, you obviously haven't seen these quarterbacks play in, you know, full pads and under the threat of true duress from a pass rush. With that said, what are your first thoughts on everything you've seen to this point from the young quarterbacks?
Yeah, I was going to start with the young quarterbacks and really in when talking about the quarterbacks situation and say I was really impressed with their poise. And if you're a Browns fan, I mean, this early on, that's the only thing most you can ask for, that the game doesn't look too fast for them. I think that especially Dylan Gabriel, you know, with him getting a lot of first team reps and snaps with the first team offense going against the first team defense. At times you saw, like, early on in OTAs, maybe, hey, it was a little bit too fast. Maybe, you know, not getting through his reads as quickly as you'd like. I think that's just the nature of, you know, just playing, you know, against a top notch NFL defense. But I think, you know, those final couple of days in mandatory minigamp, he really started to come on strong. I think the same with Shedeur Sanders, you know, he just looks poised throughout, and you have to add the caveat that it really was against the second team defense, him running the second and third team offenses. But hey, you got to start somewhere. So I'm really interested to see how, you know, these practice reps really get divvied up as we get into training camp, because Kevin Stefanski, you know, throughout OTA, throughout the offseason workout program, he said not to worry about the order of the practice reps, but he did acknowledge when I asked him that once we get into training camp, yeah, we're preparing for the season, the regular season, and obviously part of that is evaluating the quarterback competition. So it's going to be interesting to see, you know, does Dylan Gabriel continue to get these first team reps? Does Shedeur Sanders maybe step up in his workload and his opportunities? But you know, so far it's been, you know, a good showing from these young quarterbacks.
You don't just live in your home; you live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility. at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Daniel Yafusi joining us from ESPN. He's the Browns writer for ESPN.com. You can follow him on Twitter at Daniel Yafusi. So Kevin Stefanski, and I'm going to get back to the quarterbacks here in a second, but this is a kind of a sidebar of this that ended up taking over the show earlier today. I think the fans are well within their right to demand that he starts the season on the hot seat. It's been 6 years. He's under 500. They were 3-14 last year. It's the NFL. But, you know, you said it. There's four quarterbacks there. And I'm going, well, you're really starting it off on the hot seat with an arm tied behind his back and his legs tied together. So what is, like, the proper amount of pressure on Kevin Stefanski going into this year?
Yeah, I mean, if you kind of take it in a vacuum and you look at, yeah, any coach coming off of a 3-14 season, you know, this many years, and you would think just naturally they're on the hot seat. But, you know, I think we have to really take into context, you know, the situation of the team the past couple of years, the fact that, you know, Jimmy Haslam kind of took blame and took ownership for the Deshaun Watson move. And in a sense, like, those comments at the owners meeting kind of felt like a mulligan, like, hey, like, I'm going to take blame for that. We're going to push it to the side. I'm going to let you get some time to, you know, as he said, you know, dig ourselves out of this hole. Obviously, like, another 3-win season isn't going to get it done. And if so, that you have to, you know, raise some real questions about whether, you know, he is the right guy and the right leader for this team. But I think, you know, just kind of my personal expectation is like, hey, just be competitive. Like, if you can win 6 or maybe even 7 games, but then you find a quarterback of the future, like, give the ownership and give the fan base some reason to hope. Like, I don't think anyone expects a playoff team, but if you're competitive and you have a real reason to believe in the future, I think that that's what can be categorized as a successful season in a sense.
So who would you start the season with as a quarterback?
I would start Joe Flacco for just, you know, week 1 against the Bengals. I think that, you know, he might not have the top ceiling. He might have not had the highest ceiling, but I think you have a fairly decent floor baseline with him just as a veteran who knows the offense. And, you know, he might turn the ball over a little bit, but hey, he's going to push the ball down the field. He's going to give guys opportunities. And just knowing how tough that opening stretches. I think ESPN said that the Browns have the toughest 6-game start to the season out of any team in the NFL. I'd rather have a veteran in there who, you know, can kind of take the lumps and isn't going to be too affected, isn't going to be too up and down with, you know, maybe some struggles early on. He's just going to kind of fight through it. I'd rather have them do that. And then maybe when they come back from that London game, or maybe when they come out of the bye week, you can turn to one of the young quarterbacks if the season's kind of already on the ropes and starting to fall apart.
All right, when they kick off on September 7th against the Cincinnati Bengals, will they have 4 quarterbacks still on this team?
I don't believe so. I mean, you know, we're not even seeing a lot of teams carry 3 quarterbacks nowadays on the 53-man roster, but just the nature of, you know, this quarterback room and having 2 rookies, I think both of those guys are going to, I mean, Dylan Gabriel is a 3rd-round pick. He's almost like assured a roster spot. And while Shedeur Sanders, normally a 5th-round pick, isn't guaranteed a roster spot, but, you know, he is a quarterback. And I think that so far he's shown enough. I think he'll continue to show enough in training camp you know, prove to the Browns that he's worth developing. I think that he keep those 2 rookies. And then I think it's a matter of which one of the veterans they feel most comfortable starting the season off with. Obviously, like, Kenny Pickett, we haven't really talked about him, but for whatever anyone wants to say about Kenny Pickett, like, the Browns kind of targeted him early in free agency. Andrew Berry said as much. They said that he was a guy, you know, that dating back to a year ago, they were looking at him as a potential trade target. So they do believe that there is kind of a ceiling for him to get better, a potential for him to get better. But I don't know. I think that I'd rather in this situation just kind of roll with Flacco and then know that you have a proven vet, and then you got some two young guys that are really worth developing.
You know, Daniel, that's interesting because we've talked trades like this whole last couple of months since they got 4 quarterbacks, right? But they traded a 5th-round pick for Kenny Pickett, but at the same time, they only traded a 5th-round pick for Kenny Pickett. Do you think they'd be comfortable letting Kenny go and like, hey, we gave up a 5th-round pick to take a look, doesn't fit into our plans, we wish you well in your future endeavors?
Yeah, I mean, I think you always want to get kind of some type of return back. You know, fifth round picks. Yeah, it's a fifth round pick, but hey, that's another asset that you could use down the line. And you know, the guaranteed money isn't a ton. It's like $2.6 million that they would end up eating. But I don't know. Like the grand scheme of things, like if you come out of training camp, if you end, you know, the final preseason game thinking like, hey, we've got two really talented young quarterbacks, two rookie quarterbacks, and Gabriel and Sanders who are worth developing, and nobody's biting on a trade offer. Like, I don't think that it's the worst thing in the world to like just cut bait and say, hey, like we traded for Kenny Pickett earlier in the season, early in the offseason, when we had nobody no healthy quarterbacks in the quarterback room, and now we have two guys who we feel comfortable with and a veteran who can kind of lead the way early on. I don't think it's the worst thing in the world to just kind of cut bait and just kind of move on with what you got in the room. Hmm.
All right, now I hate to do this, Daniel, because you've been an excellent guest. We'd love to talk to you more. But it is July 11th, so here we go. Stefanski on the hot seat. Yes or no?
I'm going to say no, honestly. I think, again, those comments that we heard from
Jimmy Haslam. Yeah! Wow. I like Daniel. Go ahead, Daniel. I'm sorry.
That's all good. I just think that, obviously, like, again, another 3-win season, tough conversations need to be had, but I think that it feels like the comments from ownership, they're going to give some time. They're going to give this group some time to kind of work through the post Deshaun Watson era and see if they have anything that they can build on for the future.
By the way, does Deshaun Watson have a chance to play at all this year?
Oh, come on.
I mean, so the Browns publicly, like, they haven't said anything. I mean,
what do you think,
story.
Daniel? What do you think?
I mean, I'm telling you from reporting that I've done, just speaking to doctors, it'd be pretty tough because in the normal timeline for him, especially after a re-tear, he might not get fully cleared, like, to really do full football activities until, you know, a third of the way into the season. And by then, he's just so far behind, I just don't see it. But obviously, he's been working at the facility really hard. He's been around the team, so we'll see.
Daniel, thank you so much for your time. All the very best to you and yours. I want to talk to you again soon, my friend. All the best.
No, most definitely. You guys take care.
Daniel Yafusi, ESPN, Browns Insider, on the North Homestead Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBNetwork.com/stream. Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.